Mr. Mitchell. Oh, the other Mr. Mitchell's upstairs getting ready to go over to Kennedy's car lot. Oh, hi, Mr. Kennedy. No, sir, I don't know if he's going to sell his car. All I heard him say was that he was going to sell you a lemon.
Dennis! Give me that phone!
By Kellogg's, the best to you each morning.
K-E-L-L-O, double good Kellogg's, best to you.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, world's only talking cereal. Add milk or cream, a bit of sugar. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the important nourishment of whole grain rice in its brightest, gayest form.
Home from the park for at least 2 hours, dear.
Ah, peace, it's wonderful.
So you have a nice nap. Call me if you want anything.
All right, Martha. Life's been good to us, hasn't it, honey bunch?
Indeed it has.
We may not have had fame and fortune. Martha!
Mr. Wilson, I didn't realize you were taking a nap.
Oh, that's all right, Alice. I just thought you and Dennis were still at the playground.
They locked me out.
Well, I never heard of such a thing.
Do that, no matter what you did.
I didn't do anything.
No, it wasn't just Dennis, Mr. Wilson. All the children. The playground's been closed except on weekends by order of the park commissioner. I'm just so angry about it, I had to talk to somebody.
All the children? Well, that's even worse.
Close the playground. Isn't that a shame?
It's an outrage.
I thought maybe you could advise us what to do. Couldn't we sign a petition or something?
We can do better than that. You have come to the right man, Alice. Follow me. Park commissioner is a personal friend of mine. I'll get him to open up that playground in nothing flat. Mr. Thorndike, please. This is George Wilson calling.
I told you good old Mr. Wilson would fix it.
T.H.? George. George Wilson. George Wilson, taxpayer. How do you like that? And I gave $5 to his election campaign. Yes, that George Wilson. I'm very disturbed, that's how I am. I want to know what's the idea of closing the playground over at the Elm Street Park.
Yeah!
Yeah. No, Thorndike, I do not have any children of my own, but there are 9 families on this block who do. And unless their kids can play in the park, they're going to be playing right outside my window.
Now, George, don't lose your temper.
Well, I don't blame him. I try to keep Dennis as quiet as I can, but...
Budget? What kind of an excuse is that?
Good old Mr. Wilson.
Well, don't forget there's an election coming up in a couple of months, and if you want to be park commissioner for another term, you had better find the money somewhere to keep that playground open on weekdays. Yes, you bet your sweet life I'm threatening you. Well, I've got a good notion to run against you myself.
Run where?
Mr. Wilson means that he'd be park commissioner instead of Mr. Thorndike.
Oh, boy, that would be swell, wouldn't it, Mom?
Anybody'd be better than that old T.H. Thorndike. I mean, I agree with Dennis. Oh, you'd make a splendid park commissioner, Mr. Wilson. You really would.
Sure would, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I was just talking in the heat of argument.
Why not, Mr. Wilson?
You mean me, park commissioner? Are you joking?
Are you, Mark?
Of course not. This town needs a man like you in public office.
They couldn't find a better person, I can tell them that.
Me, park commissioner?
I think you ought to run, Mr. Wilson.
So do I.
Me too.
George Wilson, park commissioner.
Every parent in this town would vote for you. I know Henry and I would.
So would I.
George Wilson, park commissioner. You really mean it? I mean, you really think I could beat T.H. Thorndike?
I certainly do.
Well. So, if I'm going to win this election for park commissioner, I'm going to need all the help I can get.
Well, you can count on me, Mr. Wilson. You know that.
Well, you're a bright young fellow, Mitchell. Well, you know everybody in town. Everybody likes you. So, the way I figure, with you as my campaign manager, I've got a chance.
Campaign manager? You mean manage your campaign?
Oh, I don't want to rush you.
He'll do it, won't you, Dad?
Oh, now, Dennis, you let your father make up his own mind. Besides, you don't know what being park commissioner means.
Sure I do. It means when you're it, I'll just about own that old park.
Dennis, you go on back to bed. Alice!
Now, I know it's a lot to ask, Mitchell, and I certainly don't want to impose upon our friendship.
Well, Mr. Wilson, you know I'll be glad to do anything I can to help.
Yippee!
But, well, I'm afraid that I just don't have time to do the job right.
Jeepers, Dad. Remember what you're all the time telling me?
Alice.
About putting away my toys?
Dennis, come to bed.
If you really want to do something, you can always find the time. He's all the time saying that. Huh, Dad?
Yes, Dennis. I'm all the time saying that. Okay, Mr. Commissioner.
The Skippy Newsreel. Burbank, California. Flip Moonby, Skywriter, sets out to write the Skippy peanut butter slogan across the sky while flying upside down. Meanwhile, in La Poche, France, international peanut experts meet to determine why Skippy is the world's largest selling peanut butter. They agree that Skippy does spread at the touch of a spreading knife. They marvel that Skippy does stay fresh and sweet to the bottom of the jar. But the final test, does Skippy taste exactly like peanuts? Meanwhile, in Burbank, Skywriter Moonby... Back in La Poche, the international opinion is unanimous. Skippy does taste exactly like the fancy fresh-roasted peanuts from which it's made. The experts show enthusiasm at their findings. While in Burbank, Skywriter Moonby is finally on the beam as he writes, if you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
I'd hurry up and learn to spell good. I can spell. I mean real words like commissioner. You're just wasting your time, Dennis Mitchell. Mr. Wilson hasn't got a chance. Who says so? My daddy says so. My daddy says you want to get elected. Nowadays, you have to go on TV. And that takes a lot of money. Mr. Wilson's got a lot of money. He's rich. Why, he's so rich he doesn't even have to work. He's not rich enough to go on TV. I'm rich. I've got a great big piggy bank that's almost full.
Station WXIU. May I help you?
Hi!
Oh, just one moment. I'll connect you.
Hey!
Sorry, honey. Nobody's allowed back here without a pass.
But I gotta get in.
Never mind, Evelyn. I'll handle this. And, whom did you want to see, sir?
The man who puts on the show.
Oh, are you an actor?
Heck no, I'm a sponsor.
Well, I'm always very, very happy to meet a sponsor. I'm Miss Rollins, a program director. What's your name?
Dennis Mitchell.
Oh, and, what do you sponsor, Dennis Mitchell?
Mr. Wilson for park commissioner. Here's the money.
Who is Mr. Wilson?
He's my friend.
Tell me something, Dennis. Did you think of this all by yourself?
Well, some old Margaret helped me with the idea. She said her daddy said that good old Mr. Wilson didn't have a chance unless he went on TV. So I'm going to sponsor him.
Evelyn, try to locate Mike Thompson. Tell him I think I've got a great idea for the Around the Town show. Won't you come in, Mr. Mitchell?
Members of the Garden Club and friends, you all know me as a simple man who loves the quiet of his own backyard. But when the citizens of this lovely little city call upon me... for Pete's sake, Martha, how can I concentrate?
Hello? Yes? Who?
Rawlins?
Miss Rawlins of the television station.
Miss Rawlins? Hello?
Mr. Wilson? D. George Wilson is running for park commissioner?
Yes, I'm running for park commissioner.
Well, we have a young man here in our office who seems to be very interested in your campaign to keep the playgrounds open. I believe he lives next door to you.
Oh, you mean you must be young Mitchell. How about that, Martha? Henry Mitchell's down at the television station talking up my campaign. Yes. Yes, I think he's a very up-and-coming young fellow. I consider myself most fortunate that he's agreed to act as my campaign manager.
Campaign manager? That's cute. Well, Mr. Wilson, he's convinced us that we should do an interview spot with you on our noon show around the town with Mike Thompson.
Interview me? Television camera here at our house? Oh, why, yes, of course, anytime. Oh, well, tomorrow will be fine. But you can come right now if you want to.
We'll have a remote control unit there tomorrow, just before noon, Mr. Wilson. Thank you.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Don't worry, it'll be a great show. Real human interest. A kindly old codger and an innocent child joining hands in a lonely battle against a relentless political machine. Well, it's a natural.
But this guy Wilson sounds like a real ding-a-ling to me.
The kookier the better, my dear. And if things get dull, you can always turn the camera on him.
Martha, that Henry Mitchell is really a hard worker. Of course, he'd never have gotten anywhere with the television people in the first place if they didn't think I had a chance to win.
My dear, do you realize what this means? The word's gotten around City Hall that I am a candidate to be reckoned with.
Wonderful, dear.
Martha, what do you think of this for an opening? My position on foreign policy is now, has been, and always will be... Well, what's the matter?
Well, of course, I don't know anything about politics, dear, but...
Well, all right, go on, say it. Well,
you know best, of course, dear, but I just don't understand what foreign policy has to do with being park commissioner.
Well, we have to look ahead. This might be just the beginning. The park commissioner and maybe the mayor's office, who knows, and in a couple of years... I might even run for governor. What would you think of that?
I don't know, dear. It's all so sudden.
Well, it happens that way sometimes. Sometimes in a time of crisis, a man of the people rises out of obscurity to lead the country across a new boundary into a new glory.
Not the presidency, George. It's too much for a man your age.
Come now, Martha. Well, you may have a point, though, about the speech. You know what I think the television people would like? Something a little more, well, homey, like on Person to Person.
You're right, dear.
Of course, they want a few shots of you, telling them why I'm such a good husband. Me and my dahlias. Oh, and they're wanting to see my trophies. We'll put them right out here on the mantel. Oh, dear. We'll have to get this room fixed up as best we can. Some flowers. And...
I hope you can get that window fixed.
That woman.
Now, George, it wasn't Miss Cathcart's fault. She just forgot herself and sang too loudly.
George? Yes?
I have to get my hair fixed.
Well, of course you will, dear. You want to look pretty on television.
Oh, dear, wouldn't you know it? My blue dress is at the cleaner's.
Buy yourself a new one.
Why, thank you, dear.
How do you do, Mike? Why, yes, I'll be glad to show it to you. As a matter of fact, shall we go into my den, my little retreat? Just walk this way, Mike.
Honey, I'm home.
Well, hi, dear. You're late.
I've been trying to round up a few votes for Mr. Wilson. Where's Dennis?
Today without permission, and he's been telling all sorts of wild stories about what he did.
Hi, Dad. Can I turn around now?
Yes, son. Come on over here. I want to talk to you.
Son, why? Yes, he's going to be on television.
Well, it doesn't matter who's going to be on television because you're not going to watch it anyway.
Jeepers, Dad.
Son, you know you're not allowed to go off of the block. You know what the punishment for it is.
No television.
Jeepers, Dad, you don't understand.
Mitchell, my boy, that coup you pulled is going to put me over. Oh, we're going to go far together, you and I.
Sit down, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, sir, I certainly knew what I was doing when I picked you to manage my campaign.
Well, I really haven't done anything, Mr. Wilson, just talked to a few people.
Yes, but you talked to the right people. Has he told you, Alice?
Why, no. What did you do, dear?
Why, there isn't another young fellow in town who could have gotten me free time on television, especially such a popular show as Around the Town.
You're going to be on Around the Town? Why, that's wonderful. Well, Henry, how did you ever manage it?
I'd like to take credit for it, Mr. Wilson, but frankly, this is the first I've heard of it.
Where was Dad?
Oh, come now, Mitchell. Don't be modest. Why, Miss Rawlings said you were sitting right there when she called me.
Miss Rawlings?
It wasn't him. It was me.
You? You talked them into this?
Sure. I saw this place that said television station, so I just went in and told them about Mr. Wilson. I go back to my corner?
Never mind. Honey, I think I could use some help in the kitchen.
Great, Scott, and I told Miss Rawlings he was my campaign manager. She must think I'm nutty. Every time. Now, we're just normal, everyday people, and we want the viewers to see us as we really are.
But I'm not normally so dressed up in the middle of the day. And I don't ordinarily have that on my living room mantle.
We should have. That coonskin cap's an authentic piece of American history.
Oh, now.
Now, Martha, dear, don't be nervous. I wrote down everything for you. Now, you know just what to say. The important thing is, just be natural.
How do you do? Welcome to our home.
Ah, good afternoon.
Oh, good morning. How do you do? I am George Wilson. I am so glad you dropped in.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. I'm Miss Rawlings, and this is Mike Thompson.
Wilson. And now I would like you to meet my wife. Won't you come into our living room? Martha, I would like you to meet our guest.
Company. How do you do? Welcome to our home.
Miss Wilson.
How do you do? Welcome to our home. How do you do? Welcome to our home.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Wilson. We're very happy to be here. And this is Mike Thompson.
Wow, look at the big wire. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dennis. It certainly is nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilson, you must be proud of your friendship with a wonderful little boy like Dennis.
Yes, I am. Now, about the program, I thought I'd start off by showing some of my coach.
My coach?
This is one I'm particularly proud of.
Dennis!
You'd better come home, son. You don't want to get in people's way.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Dennis. You better run along home. Just run over the couch.
But Dennis is not going to be in anyone's way. He's going to be on the program.
On the... Oh, no.
Hey, Pop, what you doing?
I just finished carving a monument to Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes because they're great.
Gee, Pop, it looks like a statue of you.
Well, of course I'm in it.
You forgot something, Pop.
Just one little bitty old tap and... No, wait, no! Better let the man do the talking, son.
Tony's right. These crispy sugar frosted flakes are a work of art that says,
Good morning, good morning. The best to you each morning. Let K-E-L-L-O double good Kellogg start your day. Have some Kellogg Sugar Frosted Flakes. They're great.
You also get Sugar Frosted Flakes in the Kellogg Snack Pack. Six packages of four Kellogg's Ready Sweetened Favorites.
Dennis is a lovely child.
We like him.
We all do. But,
does he have to be on the program?
Oh, but it's a natural tie-up for the children's playground. Little boy from next door, for whose sake you're waging this campaign, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
90 seconds, everybody.
Oh, it's almost time. Ooh, Dennis, would you mind sitting over there in that chair?
Oh, and keep your lip button until we tell you to talk, huh, fella?
Okay.
Mrs. Wilson, would you sit on the couch? And Mr. Wilson, would you please sit over there?
I thought I'd stand over here by the mantel, and then when the appropriate time came, I'd put on this coonskin cap. Coonskin cap? What? My great uncle Ezekiel K. Wilson was wearing this the day he saved Daniel Boone's life.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. We just don't have time for that.
All we want you to do is to sit right here and answer a few questions.
Well, I think it'd be a better show if you did it my way.
Okay?
Okay. Quiet, please. Ready?
This is Around the Town with Mike Thompson, who every day at this hour brings you intimate on-the-scene reports of what's happening around the town. Today, we're visiting the home of Mr. George Wilson, the dark horse contender for the post of park commissioner. How do you do, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, how do you do, Mike? Hello out there.
It's an outrage.
My roses are covered with paint.
Whatever the trouble is, I can't talk about it now. I'm on the air.
Wilson, if I ever intended to vote for you, which I didn't.
And I don't either.
I certainly wouldn't now, after what you and your henchmen did to my front porch.
This is Around the Town, and what you're seeing, folks, is the real thing. Local politics in action. Well, as you can see, Mr. Wilson's neighbors aren't wholeheartedly backing his candidacy.
Please, for Mike, we're on the air.
Just a minute. Vote for Wilson, indeed. Don't you ever hang your banners on my clothesline again.
Oh, dear, I might have known something like this would happen. Dennis and his surprises.
Oh, this isn't it, Mr. Wilson. The surprise I got for is a good one.
Excuse me. Here you are, dear. Your nerve medicine. Everything's going to be all right.
But you do have one staunch supporter, don't you, Mr. Wilson? Little Dennis Mitchell, who lives next door. Hello there, Dennis.
Hi.
Tell the audience what you think of Mr. Wilson, Dennis.
I think he's well. And you kids better tell your parents to vote for him. Because when Mr. Wilson gets to be park commissioner, he's going to keep the playground open every day. Okay, Miss Cathcart, you can start the surprise.
Me. Vote for Wilson. Wilson is the name. And I closed the playground, and that's a dirty shame. So I like Wilson. My candidate is he. Good old Mr. Wilson is good enough for me. So I like Wilson. My candidate is he. Oh, good old Mr. Wilson is good enough for me. Is good enough for me.
Friends, folks, people out there, it's all a mistake, a terrible mistake. I resign from the race.
It's too late, Mr. Wilson. We're off the air. Something cracked the lens.
Well, I want out of the race.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Well, I do.
Miss Cathcart, your voice is getting better all the time.
With all precincts reporting for the Office of District Attorney, it's Harlow over Shapley by a 2/3 majority.
Oh,
yes, it looks
who cares? Why don't we turn it off?
Don't you want to see how the park commissioner vote comes out?
Well, what's the difference? I dropped out of the race.
Maybe you should have stayed in, Mr. Wilson.
No, Mitchell. I learned one thing from that telecast. I'm a vain, ambitious man. And I needed something like that fiasco to make me realize it.
Mr. Wilson, that's not true. You're one of the finest gentlemen I know.
Oh, well, that's kind of you, Alice. But let's face it. I went into that race for a very selfish reason. I wanted the playgrounds reopened solely because I wanted the children to play somewhere else than in my yard.
Well, here's a surprising turn of events in the vote for park commissioner. Even though Mr. George Wilson dropped out of the race and left the office uncontested, there have been an unusual amount of write-in votes for Mr. Wilson.
Did he win?
Extensively want to hear them.
And the final vote for park commissioner is George Wilson, 1,952 votes, and the incumbent, T.H. Thorndike, who will continue as park commissioner, 2,867 votes.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Wilson.
Well, that certainly ought to prove how well you're liked around here.
And now here in our studio is Mr. T.H. Thorndike, our park commissioner for the next 2 years. Mr. Thorndike?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Turn it off. No. Let's listen to what the old nincompoop has to say.
I just want to express my appreciation to all the good people who voted. And to tell these good citizens something I know they'll be glad to hear. Because of the demand for the playground to stay open all week, as attested by the large write-in vote for Mr. Wilson, this will be done starting Monday. And furthermore, we'll proceed immediately on the swimming pool for the park. The swimming pool will be located in the north section of the park. Oh, incidentally, and in tribute to Mr. George Wilson and his great love for children, this pool will be dug directly in front of Mr. Wilson's house on Elm Street.
Oh, in front of Mr. Wilson's house? Yippee!
Oh, no. It can't be. It just can't. Oh, now I'll never get any peace. Oh, great God!
Now, don't let her know I'm here.
Okay.
But why do I have...
Oh, Tommy. Sometimes Flan House's mind was all right. Sometimes she brings something to eat.
Then why are you hiding?
Sometimes she doesn't.
Dennis!
Now remember, if there's eating...
Yeah, Dennis. Shh.
Dennis is going to play house with me.
I've got the job.
He'll be sorry. You're not strong enough yet to be a husband. What you need is some good nourishing Rice Krispies so you can work and support me in the stall to which... Anyone for second?
A Kellogg's good morning. Kellogg's best to you.
Dennis the Menace has been presented by Kellogg's, the best to you each morning.
K-E-L-L-O-Good Kellogg's best to you.
Kellogg's What's My Line tonight over most of these CBS stations.
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.